And this is Illinois Public Media. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason, and on this Thursday morning to take a look at the agricultural markets in the state and around the Midwest and the globe. Futures in Chicago at this hour for the day are trading, and they're mostly lower in the overnight as we look at what happened in the cash grain market. We see that the national average basis for corn was unchanged at 24 cents under the July contract, while the DTN National Corn Index was down 2 cents at $4.33. The national average basis for soybeans down 2 at 31 under the July futures, and the soybean index for the cash price a penny lower at $14.52. Now let's check in with meteorologist Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated. He has an update of the growing region's weather for the nation and the planet.
This morning, the winter wheat country in the central U.S. plains will likely see a lot of rain and thunderstorm activity, and that is going to be the focus of market attention. Again, some worry over grain quality may evolve. Some heavy thunderstorms occurred last night coming out of central Colorado, moving right across the interior northern portions of Kansas, and some hefty amounts of rain reported across the region along with some hail and a couple of tornado spottings. The overall bottom line was that rain totals ranged anywhere from about 4/10 of an inch upwards to 2 inches. Some of that rain fell in about 15 minutes according to some of the data. It still looks as though that particular cluster of thunderstorms will move eastward towards the southwestern Corn Belt, and there'll be a new round of thunderstorm activity that will occur in hard red winter wheat country as move out in to the day tomorrow and through the weekend and ending sometime on Monday. All of this rain will also impact southwestern Corn Belt, with portions of Kansas and Missouri expecting to see anywhere from 2 to 4 inches of rainfall possibly. A lot of that precipitation will be the interior portions of eastern Kansas and also in central portions of Missouri. We'll expect to see a lot of this precipitation work its way further to the east, but it will diminish in intensity as it does so. So a large part of the eastern Midwest will not see nearly as much rain as some of these areas in the southwestern Corn Belt. There will be other rain that occurs across the rest of the Midwest as well. A couple of cool fronts will likely take place over the coming week, and each one will bring a round of showers and thunderstorms to quite a few areas. The one place that's not likely to see a lot of precipitation in the next 7 days is probably the state of Michigan. Michigan will probably see net drying conditions, less than a half inch of moisture being advertised across the region over the next 7 days, and it looks like the areas immediate surrounding that will likely see limited amounts of rain as well, including northeastern Illinois, northernmost Indiana, and northernmost parts of Ohio. I'm sure that there will be some scattering of showers in some of these areas, but it probably will not generate a lot of healthy amounts of rainfall. We will expect also our temperatures across the Midwest to continue to fluctuate mostly in a seasonable range. But with that said, there will be a cool-off that will take place as we move through the next couple of days, not today, but starting tomorrow and going into the weekend. The northern U.S. plains and portions of the northwestern Corn Belt will be seeing temperatures as cool as the upper 50s and 60s. Now, most of those 50-degree temperatures will be in the northern plains, but we will see 60s and some lower 70s taking over for a big part of the western Corn Belt as we move from tomorrow into the heart of the weekend. The lower portions of the eastern Midwest will see temperatures cool down from the 80s here today to readings that will be mostly 70s and a few lower 80s as we get to the latter part of the weekend. We'll see a return of warmer temperatures for a little while during the early to middle part of next week, but some of the longer range computer forecast model data suggests that there will be some returning cooler air as we move into mid-month, and we'll continue to monitor that rather closely at this point in time, but the fluctuation in temperatures is likely to generate some precipitation periodically, and that's the reason why there won't be any prolonged periods without rain across the Midwest. But the heavier amounts that are going to occur should be mostly confined again to the southwestern areas over these next few days, and then eventually into the upper parts of the Midwest as well. Well, we will expect specifically the afternoon temperatures today to run mostly in the 70s and 80s across a big portion of the Midwest, and we'll anticipate those temperatures cooling down, as I mentioned before, into a range of mostly 60s and 70s as we get into the Friday through Sunday period, rebounding back to 80s again and some 70s as we go into next week. We're still watching a tropical system down there in the southwestern Gulf of Mexico. Right now, it looks as though that system will not have a big impact on U.S. weather. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Our thanks, of course, go to Drew Lerner for his daily updates of the agricultural growing regions around the planet.
Today's programming is made possible in part by the Friends of WILL. and by Country Financial Representative Scott Jackson, Village at the Crossing in Champaign, committed to helping clients achieve peace of mind in retirement through effective planning. Online at scottjacksonfinancial.com.
At the CME Group this morning, futures are trading lower. July contract in the wheat pit is down 5.25. Corn futures are 2.5 lower in the July. December they're down 4.5 cents. July of next year down 4.75. July soybeans are 10.5 cents lower. November down 7.75. And next year's July down 7.5 cents. Bean meal off $1.90. Bean oil down 39 cents. Live cattle futures are up 57.5 cents. Feeders are up 52.5, and lean hogs are 42.5 cents higher. On the phone line with us to take a look at these numbers and what the trade might do for the rest of the day is Ellen Dearden. She's at Ag Review in Morton, Illinois. Good morning to you, Ellen.
Good morning, Todd.
Well, the overnight trade did what?
Just kind of slid and slid.
Yeah.
Just hard to hold things together. The rain makes grain mentality is out there. And looks to me like Kansas City area is getting rain again this morning. That looks a little slow moving, which would give us another shot of rain in much of the Midwest.
And it should make the crops across the United States look pretty good, I would think.
I would think so. And with 95% of the U.S. corn planted, rains at this stage of the game are awfully good on the corn.
We're off to a really good start. I suppose that means futures will move lower. On the flip side, there'll be a lot more bushels if we can maintain it to put in the bin at the end of the season.
Yeah, that's what the trade is focusing on. And we took out 450 support on Dease corn this morning, slid under that. And I would expect that we picked up a few sell stops there. And that might keep the market a little on the defensive today.
Are your expectations that we'll move lower than the 448.5 low we have for the day yet?
I would think so.
How much?
No, I don't know if we can go another 3 or 4 cents lower. I think we'll find some support in this market, but it may not be till we get back down to 435, but I don't expect to reach that today.
What are the reasons for the support?
We're really oversold. I would think there's going to be bottom fishers come into this market.
How about for soybeans?
Bear spreading has been kind of a factor this morning, and that's never a good thing. We had bull spreading yesterday, bear spreading, you know, it's just kind of back and forth. The expectations of a record U.S. crop, large crop, is really weighing on this market on the new crop, and now that's spilled back into the old crop. Our export bookings this morning really reflect very good demand, but the market's just not able to hold together. Too much funds covering their long futures, I think.
Which of these two commodities has the most downward risk at this point?
I think soybeans do. And the reason I say that's corn's already had kind of a hard break, and the beans were reluctant to break from a time standpoint and really from a price standpoint. Now I think we could work lower. I don't know whether I've been asked the question whether November beans was going to get down to $10 here prior to this grain stocks report and acreage report at the end of the month, and I don't think so.
We have one other report that's due before that. That would be WASDE next week. What are your expectations? Anything?
Yeah, I think USDA will probably hang with its acreage estimates and probably keep the yields relatively stable. I know there's an underlying tone in the market that the corn yield's probably better than what earlier expectations were, but I don't expect that USDA is going to increase that. That could we could end up seeing the bottom lines relatively unchanged.
How about for the grain stocks at the end of the month?
Grain stocks, I think, is going to be extremely important. Just relatively speaking, the trade's looking that the bean number's going to be somehow finagled and look larger than what we've been expecting, and whether that's based on a larger crop last year that keeps the pipeline supplied or not, I'm not sure how they'll get there, but that's kind of the feeling. Good demand continue on the corn, but not that forensic pace that we saw.
And finally, your expectations for the rest of the day today?
I would say we're going to be under pressure in the grains, supportive in the livestock.
Hey, thanks so much. Ellen Dearden, of course, is with AgriView. She's out of Morton, Illinois, joins us here on the opening market report from Illinois Public Media. You are listening to WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbanum. Find us online for our agricultural programming at willag.org. Everything else at willill.illinois.edu. It's the top of the hour, 9 o'clock in the Central Time Zone. Here the way the numbers are trading in Chicago at this hour. July corn at 454, down 2 1/4. December at 449 1/4, 4 1/4 lower. July beans at 1471 1/4, down 11 1/4 cents. November at $12.09 1/4, 8 cents lower. Bean meal futures at 494.30 are down 220. Bean oil at 38.86, down 39. Live cattle up 32.5 cents in the August at $140.50. August feeders at 199.25, 47.5 higher in June. Lean hogs at $112.97 1/2, 42.5 cents. The outside markets show us crude oil at $101.76 a barrel. That's down 88 cents. And the RBOB, or wholesale price of gasoline today at $2.92 1/2, is down a penny at this hour. I'll be back at just about 10 minutes till the hour. We'll talk with Dan Zwicker at CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana. Up next, NPR News.